This is 90.3 KEDM. One of the biggest goals of a parent is to make their children mature, especially in handling money. Today, financial planner Byron Moore explains what you can do to install money maturity in your children on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
I could summarize a question often asked in the form of a complaint that I get over and over again. How do I instill money maturity in my children? So here are my 2 cents worth on the path to maturity in life. And the ripple effect of this maturity will not only be felt financially, it will also be felt in every other area of your life. So stage one is the stage of dependence. We're all born dependent, aren't we? But it's important that as a young child, you learn those on whom you are dependent, mom and dad, are also dependable. If the most important people in your life prove dependable, then you can learn to trust. And trusting develops our capacity to love. It's not only a parent-child relationship that starts with dependence, it's also employer-employee relationships that start here, or coach-athlete, or mentor-protege. The foundation that must be laid at this stage is learning that there are people in my life that can be trusted. Be dependable to those depending on you. The second stage to maturity is independence. The process of raising a child, training a new employee, grooming a protege, or developing any other human being starts with doing everything for them and ends with them doing everything for themselves. Among other vital character qualities in this stage, you're trying to develop confidence, which develops the capacity to leave. For a child, that means leaving the home. For an employee, that means leaving the heavily supervised stage of employment and entering the freedom of delegated authority and responsibility. Real confidence is not the bravado of a professional athlete strutting his stuff before a camera. Real confidence is developed when an individual has demonstrated to himself that he's capable of doing the thing asked of him. Appropriate levels of self-confidence empower us to delay immediate gratification, confident that our investment of today's resources of time or of effort or of money will be rewarded in the future. And the ability to delay immediate gratification for the likelihood of a greater future reward, well, that's the cornerstone of financial and really any other kind of maturity. Well, the third and final stage is the stage of interdependence. In the final stage, maturity is the result of the dependent stage and the independent stage coming together in harmony. In the dependent stage, we learn to trust and to love. In the independent stage, we learn that we can trust ourselves as we develop real self-confidence. Well, when the trust of the dependent stage can be successfully merged with the confidence of the independent stage, we get humility. Humility is this quiet strength that knows its capacities and its limitations. Confidence allows you to value your capacities and make your own unique contribution, and trust allows you to face your limitations, secure that you can depend on others to provide strength and capacity in those areas of weakness. You want to see financial maturity in your kids? Show them that you are dependable and trustworthy. Gradually demand that they become more and more self-reliant. Teach them that by contributing their strengths and leaning on the strengths of other trustworthy people, great things can happen. Well, offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.